I'm such a believer on having a vision of where you want to take the business. What do you really want? What is your dream outcome? What is your 1-year objectives, your 90-day priorities? And if those are big enough and you see like, oh, okay, yeah, that's really what I want. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this all by myself. Great. Then that's the impetus for you to realize that it's not just enough for you to sit in the rainmaker seat forever. It's better to become the designer of the systems.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. All right. So over the last 20 weeks or so, I've been taking you all on the journey that I began to kind of recap or kind of finalize last week when I talked about the Rainmaker to Architect journey and shared with you the model. But there's still a couple little things that I kind of want to fill in or maybe be the cherry on top. So this week, I'm going to talk about what is the actual main core problem that we're solving. And I call that the Rainmaker's dilemma. And it's this, that your greatest strength as an entrepreneur can and often does become a debilitating weakness in the business. I mean, that's it. That is what I define as the Rainmaker's dilemma, is that your greatest strength as an entrepreneur can and often does become a debilitating weakness in the business. Now, next week on the Friday episode, I'm going to talk about, well, what do I mean by Rainmaker? What do I mean by architect? I mean, that's important. And maybe should have put that at the very beginning of some of the episodes of how do you define the difference in a Rainmaker and an architect? I actually got asked that question recently. And so I want to make sure that I put that out there. Like, here's what I see as being the Rainmaker. And the reason I used to refer to myself affectionately, if nothing else, whenever I would meet people, maybe to go to a networking event, I'd be like, yeah, you know, my job is to be the Rainmaker of the business. And I think in a lot of ways, that can be something that's looked at as very positive. It's almost like saying I'm a workaholic and people are like, oh yeah, I mean, he works really hard. Well, the change is that I believe I needed to make the change from being the Rainmaker to become the architect. So I'll dive more into that down the road. But why do I want, before we even get to that episode, why do I even want to become the architect of the business? It's because I end up feeling like I'm in a dilemma that, well, in my particular case, what I was doing was actually working. That's the thing, is that it's not like it was not working. I mean, at some point, if it's not working, you are going to make a change. You're going to make a change and you know it, and you're going to do something different. But the reality was, is that it was working. Remember, it's your greatest strength can and often does become a debilitating weakness in the business. That was it. It was my greatest strength, is that I was able to make things happen. Everything was running through me, decisions. What about this? What about this? How do we handle this customer? So on and so on and so forth. It was like I was the thoroughfare that everything in the business had to go through. Well, that's fine when you're at 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. But at some point, you're going to run out of time. At some point, you're not just working Friday afternoons, you're working Saturdays, you're working Sundays, you're working all day, you're working all night, you're waking up at 5:30 in the morning and working, you're working at 8 p.m. at night, so on and so on and so forth, because the thing that got you here, you think you just need to do more of that. And I love a lot of stuff Hormozy puts out, I really do, but some of the stuff he puts out, you have to contextualize it. You have to contextualize it. Number one, he's also not trying to run a business with young kids. No shade towards him whatsoever, but that is fact. And so many of you, I know you have a family, you have friends, you have activities. Obviously, mine is golf. Maybe you have cattle that you want to be out there doing. Maybe you love being on a bush hog. Maybe you love duck hunting. Maybe you have other interests, fishing. Brandon, if you're listening to this, I know you're a big fisherman. Whatever it is, you have things outside of your business. Your business is not you. You're not just what you do in the business. You're a whole person. You want to spend more time doing that. So narratives like you just got to work way more. It's like, okay, yeah, that's working. So I'll just do more of that. The problem is, as a small business owner, you will run out of time. Period. You'll run out of time. And if you follow any of what Hormozi refers to as a roadmap, they call it a scaling room, and you look at some of that stuff, you start to see that he's like, oh, you got to train the team. Oh, you got to develop the team. Like, yep, that's it. Oh, you got to hire people to do that. And then you got to train them. Well, I don't know how to train people. I just know how to do it myself. And so everything becomes something you're just winging all of the time. So hence, it's this idea that I don't just need to be the rainmaker, I need to be the architect of the business. And again, I'll get more into details of what that means, but it's not just being the rainmaker means all the sales run through you. Sure, that's a component of it, for sure. A lot of business owners have founder-led or business owner-led sales teams. And in some cases, they are the only sales team. And in some cases, that is fine to do that for a period of time. But once again, it's at this fundamental, I guess, philosophy that I believe in. Is that what got you here won't get you there? Which is why we are so big. I'm such a believer on having a vision of where you want to take the business. What do you really want? What is your dream outcome? What is your one-year objectives, your 90-day priorities? And if those are big enough and you see like, oh, okay, yeah, that's really what I want. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this all by myself. Great. Then that's the impetus for you to realize that it's not just enough for you to sit in the rainmaker seat forever. It's better to become the designer of the systems, of the main operating system. Be the designer of it. Hence, what architects usually use a blueprint. That's it. And so that is at its core what we mean by the rainmaker's dilemma. Is that the thing that you are often the best at becomes the glass ceiling above you and keeps you from being able to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. Really want you to be able to think about having a real crystal clear vision, to no longer see yourself as the rainmaker, but take that hat off, put the hat on along with the identity of becoming the architect. And next week, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail of exactly what I mean by when I say rainmaker and what I mean by architect. But for this week, the rainmaker's dilemma. Your greatest strength as an entrepreneur can and often does become a debilitating weakness in the business. Hope you enjoyed these episodes. I got a lot of great feedback, so it's awesome. Thank you so much for that. All right, everyone. Till next episode, lead well and go be great.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run. And Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.